This was one of the devotions I read the other day, and I shared this with Pastor Jerry, and I said, you know, because in a minute, we're going to get the privilege of being a part of Alan and Jennifer renewing their wedding vows, brand new start in their marriage and in their home. And I found this, and I had shared this with Jerry. I said, I want to read this. And it's about the most important thing that my parents did. And I want you to listen, parents, and I want you to listen, children. And then when I read this, then you can start your song, and our couple's going to come forward. And you can listen to what they're saying before the Lord to renew their vows. This is a young man's testimony, and this is what he said. I grew up in a church culture, as it was a family worship culture. And each of these was a tremendous, immeasurable blessing, I'm sure. I am convinced that twice each week Sunday services and memorizing the catechisms and worshiping as a family marked me deeply. I doubt I will ever forget that my only comfort in life and death is that I am not my own, but belong in body and soul, born in life and death to my faithful Savior Jesus Christ. Or that the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. I can still sing many of the psalms and hymns of my youth, and I have precious memories of my family bowing our heads around the kitchen table. What was true of my family was true of many of my friends' families. They too grew up around churches and catechisms and rigid family devotions. In fact, in all the times I visited their homes, I don't think I ever witnessed a family skip over their devotions. It was a custom. It was the expectation, and it was good. Our church had near 100% attendance on Sunday morning and near 100% attendance on Sunday evening. It was just what we did. But despite all of the advantages, many of the people I befriended as a child have since left the faith. Now, this is where it gets you. Some have sprinted away, but many more have simply meandered away, so that an occasionally missed Sunday eventually became a missed month and a missed year. Not all of them, of course. Many are now fine believers who are serving in their churches and even leading them. But a lot, too many, are gone. Why? Why? I ask this question from time to time. Why are all five of my parents' kids following the Lord while so many of our friends and their families are not? Obviously, I have no ability to peer into God's sovereignty and come to any firm conclusions. But as I think back, I can think of one great difference between my home and my friends' homes, or at least the homes of my friends who have since walked away from the Lord and His church. Though it is not universally true, it is generally true. Here's the difference. I saw my parents living out their faith even when I wasn't supposed to be watching. I had the rock-solid assurance that my parents believed and practiced what they preached. When I tiptoed down the stairs in the morning, I would find my dad in the family room with his Bible open on his lap. And every time I picked up my mom's old NIV study Bible, it was a little more wrecked than the time before. I would find a little more ink on the pages and a few more pieces of tape, trying desperately to hold together the worn binding. When life was tough, I heard my parents reason from the Bible, and I saw them pray together. They weren't doing these things for me. They were doing them to be seen. They were doing these things because they loved the Lord and they loved spending time with Him. And that spoke volumes to me. I had the rock-solid assurance that my parents believed and practiced what they preached. I knew they actually considered God's Word trustworthy because they began every day with it. I knew they believed God was really there and really listening because they got alone with Him each morning to pray for themselves and for their kids. I saw their faith was not only formal and public, but it was intimate and it was private. Here is one thing I learned from my parents. Nothing can take the place of simply living as a Christian in view of my children. No amount of formal theological training, church attendance, or family devotions will make up for a general apathy about the things of the Lord. I can catechize my children all day and every day, but if I have no joy and no delight in the Lord, and if I'm not living out my faith, my children will see and they will know it. For all the good things my parents did for me, I believe that the most important was simply living as Christians before me. I don't think anything shaped or challenged me more than that. Amen. I've often said, and Jerry and I have often said, that the greatest thing that parents can do for their children, first of all, is to love each other. Amen. Love God, love each other. And we are so blessed this morning. I'm going to turn this.
Yeah, have somebody move them.
Would someone move this? This needs to be moved again, please. And we're going to enjoy. Right. You can.